Isn't that the essential job, dictating patient's name is? Ronald Erickson, E-R-I-C-K. E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Date of. Date of birth is 5/23/1940. Date of service. Mr. Erickson. Mr. Erickson is a very pleasant 82-year-old male with history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, hiatal hernia. Admitted to the hospital with lower extremity weakness. She has also been having multiple episodes of aspiration. So all the studies shows aspiration as well. He was also having increased confusion. This patient was found to have a new focus of his stenosis in the right superficial femoral artery and L3-4 disc bulging with superimposed right paracentral extrusion, which impinges upon the exiting L3 nerve root. Patient was having significant pain. He was also having found to be in urinary retention. Patient with poor historian was started on hydrocodone as well as gabapentin. Neurology was evaluating the patient. Patient developed worsening confusion. As mentioned, was diagnosed with has been having multiple episodes of aspiration. He subsequently underwent PET tube placement. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, he does complain of generalized weakness. He does complain of soreness in his back. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, stage 5, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, diastolic congestive heart failure, history of multiple myeloma, history of unstable angina, and history of hiatal hernia, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history. Past surgical history has been significant for inguinal herniorrhaphy, carotid endarterectomy, left total knee arthroplasty, bilateral superficial femoral artery laser atherectomy and angioplasty, left brachiocephalic AV fistula. Social history, smoking, he quit 50 years ago. Alcohol, none. No other drugs. Allergies to penicillin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no, he does have history of coronary artery disease, history of peripheral vascular disease, history of congestive heart failure and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. A respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain. He does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of hiatal hernia, history of aspiration pneumonia, status post-bacterial placement. Genitourinary, history of BPH, history of urinary retention. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pains, history of back pain, history of disc herniation. Neurological, he does have complaints of lower extremity weakness, denies any history of TIA or CVA, no history of seizures, all other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, pupils weakly round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness, next status post-pectoral placement, next history of aspiration pneumonia, next history of lower extremity weakness, next history of disc bulging, flesh herniation, next history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, next coronary artery disease, next history of congestive heart failure, next chronic kidney disease, stage 5, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue with the feeding tube, will monitor her progress, will check his lab, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Robert Batten, B-A-T-T-E-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth is 12/14/1937. Date of service is 8/4/2022. Mr. Batten is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's having his dinner. He said that overall he's been doing well. He wanted to say something, but he did not remember. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath, any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT exam was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, Parkinson's disease. Next, depressive disorder. Next, DJD. Treatment plan discussed patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well. I've advised him to write down whenever he wants to have a question for me. He will continue his current medications. He'll try to work with physical therapy, continue exercises, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Ted Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, Ted, T-E-D. Date of birth is 12-12-1959. Date of service is 8-4-2022. Mr. Curry is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's been doing well. He does complain of pain in his back. He says that he was on a higher dose of methadone. His methadone dosage was decreased at the hospital. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities, also chronic skin changes, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, chronic hypoxic respiratory failure, next multifocal pneumonia, next metabolic encephalopathy, next COPD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic kidney disease, next history of lung nodules, next obstructive sleep apnea, next morbid obesity, next chronic lymphedema, next chronic back pain. Treatment plan, discuss patient about his symptoms. I discussed with him about his pain medications. We'll increase the dose of the methadone to 10 milligrams twice a day. We'll monitor his progress, continue other medications. We'll check routine labs. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Robert Klein, K-L-I-N-E, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 3-8-1946. Date of service is 8-2-2022. Mr. Date of service is 8-5-2022. Mr. Klein is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's doing better. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. Has been concerned how long he will be on the IV antibiotics. He denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, right foot wound. Infection, next status post-bunion removal. Next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus, next gout, next DJD, next sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss patient about his symptoms. And discuss with patient about his symptoms. We'll continue current medications. He is on IV antibiotic, which should be continued as recommended by the infectious disease from the hospital. His IV antibiotic is supposed to last till August 31st, this was explained to the patient. I've suggested he follow up with his surgeon as well as his infectious disease. Continue current medications, continue weekly labs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Period. End of dictation.